At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Welcome to a brand new week. So glad you're out there. Thank you for tuning in. Episode 1710 of Side Hustle School 1710. Today, we're going to look at a listener question about becoming a financial advisor. Lately, I've been doing a bunch of research on personal finance rules. This is in preparation for a new book that I'll talk about at some point. But the rules of personal finance haven't been updated for decades. Is that because they are timeless, truly, or is a change overdue? So more on that at some point. But today, we saw in another story long ago how some people are intimidated by the stereotype they hold of a particular advisor, like a financial advisor. And some people just kind of have this image of what that person looks like, the kind of advice they give, how it might be applicable to some and not others, and so on, all of which creates an opportunity for other people to step in and serve different kinds of people. So today's listener, our caller, this Generation Z listener wants to become a financial advisor for her peers. How can she build her authority and platform? I actually have a couple ideas for her based on somebody that I have been really impressed with recently. I actually saw her on TikTok. I'll tell you about her in a second. Anyway, all that's coming up. Detailed question and my answer after this quick message from our sponsor.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Chris, this is Lisa. And though I'm not a certified financial planner, I am good at helping people with money. And I'm thinking it could be a good side hustle. Everything seems focused on millennials these days, but Gen Z is coming up right behind. I want to address my coaching or advising specifically on this market. Their needs are different. And they definitely don't speak the same language as millennials or boomers. What's the best way to proceed? I appreciate any help you can give me, Chris.
Well, the first thought I had was TikTok is the way, and then you need a course to sell. So what I'll explain here, I'm going to use this example of the spreadsheet instructor known as Miss Excel. Miss Excel, like Microsoft Excel. That is her online name. I forget her actual name. But she has built this brand teaching people spreadsheet tips and tricks using TikTok and other social media. And then she sells a course. She actually has two different courses she sells. And the first one costs $297. I forget what the other one costs, probably more. She also sells them as a bundle, which is really smart. She is earning multiple six figures a year doing this. So people are watching her TikToks. Some of them want to learn more. They go to her website, which she is promoting, and they buy these courses. So she's doing so well. You know, you could follow a similar model for coaching, for the idea of being a you know, financial advisor for Gen Z. But I think just imagine how much more work it would be to do coaching, a service, as opposed to creating a product. So you're going to hit a rate limiting factor in your ability to serve people, whereas someone like Miss Excel can sell a dozen $300 courses every day. So just think about how much that is. And even if you don't end up doing that, well, you know, wouldn't it be cool to sell one $300 course every day, or even, you know, a few a week or whatever it is? Naturally, your path may not be exactly the same, but if we think of the broad question of how do I take these concepts, how do I want to help younger people with personal finance advice, well, you're going to need a platform and you're going to need something to sell. So that's what I would suggest, is look at people like Miss Excel and see what they're doing and ask yourself, how can I adapt this again in my own way? It's all about being relevant and being helpful. I think if you're focused on those two things, you can't go wrong. Be relevant, be helpful, and then, of course, don't forget to sell something. Good luck. And listeners, if you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will feature them throughout the rest of the year, along with updates from listeners as they launch their projects. I'm so excited to see everything that you're doing out there. Let me know what's going on and how we can help. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.